Hello.
Hi. We are both back this week, and it's just the two of us, just Elsie and Tiffany, giving you some updates because we have not talked to you guys in a while, just us. We've had a lot of guests on, so
here
a
we
lot
are.
Has happened, wouldn't you say?
A lot has happened.
Specifically for you.
Well, we were just, Lauren and I were just disagreeing on the importance of
our life,
our happenings, because I'm always telling Lauren that nothing is really ever that great. You just have to hype it up and make people think it is. So we're going to be really honest in the podcast game. It's really all you have to do to make people really interested in your life is take like what actually is happening, embellish it a little bit so that everybody can relate. And then bam, you have people invested in what you're talking about. So Lauren was like, you know, I just did this and this and this. I'm like, that's a lot of stuff. And you could pull a lot of great things out of this. I've learned this from my radio boyfriend that you basically have to lie about everything.
Wait, what radio boyfriend do you have? You don't have a radio boyfriend.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Wow. That's going to be the title of this podcast. Bert and Tiffany, no longer boyfriend and girlfriend. You said you
There's
wanted
your clickbait. There's
you said
your
you
clickbait.
Wanted a clickbait title.
Okay. So yeah, I do have a really crazy story. So Bert and I, no longer boyfriend and girlfriend. Mm. And it's because we're engaged.
Ah, woohoo.
Oh my God. Okay. So crazy story. We were sailing across Santorini in Greece. And it was this like magical sunset. Literally, it was perfect. There was like every shade of yellow, blue, pink, and purples that you could imagine in the sky. And the sun was dropping right down the horizon. And I don't know if you have you ever, okay, so have you ever seen a green flash before on a sunset?
No,
but you get to watch. So you get to watch the sun drop all the way down to the horizon. And right before it completely goes away, it's like you see the little flash and it's green and it's crazy. I've literally seen it twice, both in Costa Rica. And I didn't realize at the time how rare it was to be able to see the sun completely drop below the horizon. Cause you know, like it, the cloud usually like, gets murky or cloudy right when it starts to drop. So it kind of hides it, but I have seen it twice. Didn't realize how rare it was, but on this day, I got to see the green flash. And right when I saw the green flash, Bert drops down on one knee and is like, will you be my green flash?
Oh.
And I was like, what
does that even mean?
And then he pulls out this ring and it's like a 4-carat green diamond.
Wow. And that's the green flash.
And that was the green flash. And I was like, wait, are you asking me to be your beloved wife? And he was like, yes. And he like spilled at his heart. It was like a 10-minute speech about how much I had impacted his life and how it was amazing and how he'd never met another woman like me and that he wanted me to be his sovereignty basically for the rest of his eternity.
Wow.
And I said,
that is romantic.
I said, yes.
What a perfect proposal.
So perf.
That would have been if it were true.
Wait, what?
You know, that is not how it went down.
Okay, I made all of that up.
But
in my mind, that would be a really nice proposal.
It'd be cooler if it did.
And, you know, I maybe in the back of my mind, I will just forever keep that story that I just told as my truth.
I mean, it's recorded now.
It's in there. Like, since I'm in the media game, I can't tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth because nobody will care.
It's true. But I honestly, okay. I was telling you this before we started recording. Like, I really do think that the way your actual proposal happened is more interesting because it's not that interesting.
I think the word you used was lamest ever.
Well, you said lame and then I said, yeah, the reason why it's so interesting to me is because it was lame.
Okay, I didn't say it
she
was lame.
She wasn't talking, not the proposal
I said
was
it
lame.
Was...
She said people are going to think it's lame. I said, no. If you're
so we're basically having a podcast fight about who is going to talk about what, because I think Lauren has really interesting stuff going on and a lot of great stories. And I think mine is pretty normal.
I'm Sorry, getting proposed to in Santorini at sunset with the green flash. That's pretty exciting.
Well, I had to have a great story to tell. Okay, but seriously, here's the real story. I'm going to tell it to you in 30 seconds.
Okay.
This will be the first time I've ever told a story in 30 seconds because, you know, I am not good at speed telling stories. But I'm going to give you the cliff notes. So we're laying in bed. We're just having a normal conversation. We're talking about some things. And then out of nowhere, this dude is like, and when I say this dude, I mean my boyfriend at the time, says, well,
this dude,
why don't you marry me? And literally, because if anybody knows anything about me, like when somebody says something really sweet to me, I think it has, it's deep seated in my being that being fully loved is like not something I'm comfortable with, because I think that I've just had a lot of trauma in my childhood. So I try to make everything that is a really sweet or sensitive moment, I kind of add a little sarcasm to everything. I can't even help myself at this point. It's like,
just
it's
in
wired
case they're
in
joking.
Just in case I'm like, I need to protect myself in case things go down and then I'm too vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I am working on this. Like I am trying to be more in the moment and let things reach me in a serious way. So mm-hmm. He says, you know, why don't you just marry me then? And I literally Charlie Browned his ass. I was like, rah, 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 rah. And he was like, I just asked you to marry me. And you, that was your reaction. You just blah, blah, blahed me. I was like, wait, hold on. Are you serious? And then immediately I was like, okay, Tiffany, you have to be better than you normally are. Have a nice reaction right now. I was like, okay, yes, yes, but you can't take it back. And I was just like immediately like defending my position of, okay, I'm going to accept that this is reality, but I need to have protection in place. Mm-hmm. So I was like, if you're being serious, this is it. You can't joke around about this.
Yeah.
We're
that's
done.
Not funny. That's not a funny this joke.
This is it. We're done. We're engaged from this moment. And he was like, yes, 100%. I could want nothing more than this. Please be my wife, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, wow, cool. You want to do it now?
Okay, well, let's do it. put a button on the whole night there.
Bert actually didn't describe the story in that way because I think, you know, he's on the radio, so he can't really say like, yeah, and then we banged it out. So it's different for him. And I can be honest about
it. I would say we would assume, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's normal. If you don't, then
well, there's
did
no
it even
ring.
Happen? I don't know.
Yeah, there was no ring. You guys
okay, there was
bed.
No ring. So we had to do something.
Do something.
That was the other thing in play that there was no ring. So did it, some would argue that it's not legit. It's not real. He didn't actually put any thought into it. So he was just caught up in the moment. Maybe he mm-hmm. was feeling some tingles down there and he thought that that would land the deal.
Yeah.
Even though we all know that it doesn't take much to land it with me.
I was going to say, were you just like really keeping the goods away from him and he had to go to drastic measures?
No, he could literally be like, you look ugly today. And I'm like, okay, you trying to get me? Okay, let's do it.
But you did eventually get, you have like a filler ring now, which Jesus Christ, it's the nicest, biggest freaking filler ring I've ever seen in my life. A filler ring I would assume is from like a fake one from like Claire's or the icing.
So yeah, we had a different situation. It was kind of cool because, like I said, Bert, he is on a radio show called The Bert Show. And if you guys know anything about radio shows, like, or podcast, if you're really good at what you do, you get partners and sponsors for your show. And so it just so happened that Bert has had a jeweler in his back pocket for like the last 20 years. I don't know. He's smart. So like
for this moment,
he has been married before. And I think he used that jeweler to pretty much couple up every holiday, anniversary, everything along the way. So
it's,
you know,
smart.
He knows what he's doing and that's fine. Cool. Whatever. So he calls up his buddy. We show up and they're like, you know, pick any ring you want and you can just keep it while you design your own, because we decided that I am kind of a weird person. I'm kind of this like, I don't don't know what you would call me, but I would say most would call me like a hippie, earthy.
Hippie glam.
Hippie glam. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. I love, but most hippie witchy people love their trinkets. So like, that's a mm-hmm. thing. The most expensive thing that anybody really spiritual have on them is like their crystals and their gems, and mm-hmm. it's like their sacred possessions. So what I really love, I have 14 bracelets on my arms right now. That's just what I like. I like the things that I can carry with me. That's where I can store my good energy and then set my intentions with my little trinkets. Mm-hmm. So having a nice ring and a ring that is symbolic for our relationship was important to me.
Yeah.
But I didn't want just a standard one. I wanted something like, you know, brown or yellow or green or earthy. I don't know. You know,
you're not going to get like a normal diamond one.
No. Like yeah. even now the ring I have is yellow. So yeah. it's
very pretty.
It is. It's beautiful.
Y'all need to go look at her Instagram to find it if you haven't already. Cause wowza, what a filler ring.
So he lets us pick out any ring we want. And I see this one and I'm like, wow. Okay. That's the biggest ring in this entire store pretty much. And I'll take it. And at the time I didn't realize that I would love it so much. And so now I'm like, one, I've been really busy. I haven't been able to go back in and start the process of designing my own. Mm-hmm. But I think I would say it's been, I haven't been super motivated to go in and start that process because I have a really nice ring as is. Like, why would I want to give this up? And then maybe if I just keep it long enough, Bert will decide that I'm worth it.
He'll just want to buy it.
But I mean, it's really expensive. It's a $50,000 ring. So
I don't know how much rings are normally. Are they, what's like an average price of a ring? Like 5,000?
I don't even know. I think most people spend like 10 to 15,000 on a nice ring.
Wasn't the whole thing that they say, which I think is such a weird bullshit rule, but they say like 3 months salary or something like that, 2 months salary.
I don't know.
So I don't know. Kind of maybe just depends on what your salary is.
Yeah. So, I've been wearing it now since what is this month? I've been wearing it for 2 months and I haven't went in.
It's been 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I think oh my gosh. Yeah. Wow. Actually, time flies.
The 14th will be our 60-day anniversary.
Oh, cuties.
It feels like it's been a year already. Update on the ring.
Yep.
While we were in Galapagos Islands.
Oh, yeah. You just got back from the Galapagos Islands. No big deal.
So Jaren calls Bert. Or I guess Bert doesn't answer, obviously, because he's on vacation. So mm-hmm. he texts him and he's like, hey, dude, like, you got to give the ring back now.
Uh-oh.
Bert was like, oh, what's going
like,
on?
Did, like right now?
Does he know like we're in Galapagos Islands and he's mad that we like, you know, flew this ring across the country? That's what I was thinking.
First of all, that's a bold move. That's a bold move. Not going to lie.
I didn't even think twice about it. I mean, I'm just such a safe person. Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm out there getting blackout and like, I don't even remember anything. Like, it's all fine. I'm like kind of a control freak about pretty much everything in my life. So there's no way that this ring would leave my hand without me knowing or explicitly saying like, okay, it could leave. Okay. Turns out somehow somebody has seen this ring and decided to buy it right off my freaking hand.
Oh no. Such a good influencer. Oh my gosh.
So we have to give it back because somebody's going to buy it. And I'm like, wait, I don't know how I feel about this.
You're like, do I get a commission on this?
I wasn't ready to give it up. I wasn't included. I didn't okay who was buying it. Like, I need to know. It's mm-hmm. like selling your house. I need to know mm-hmm. who this ring is going to because I need to make sure that they're worthy of the energy that's gone into this ring.
Yeah. I will. I'm right there with you.
I got no say.
So you don't even know who got it? They won't mm-mm. tell you?
No, I just know that.
Cooler client confidentiality.
So like every day since that first day, he's like, okay, like what day can you bring it in? You need to bring it in. And so then we've
like,
been.
Like, oh, we're still in the Galapagos.
Well, today is Wednesday. We got back on Sunday, but Sunday we had traveled for basically 24 hours. Ooh. So Sunday wasn't even a real day. Monday I slept in for like the first time ever. So then Bert was finally like, just call Tiffany and figure out, you know, the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I called him.
Do you have an idea of what you want now? Or because I know you've been Pinteresting.
I have ideas. A lot of ideas in place. It's just, there hasn't been a time for me to drive.
Yeah.
And go hang out in a jeweler. Cause you know, life has been busy.
That's fair.
I sleep like 3 hours a day but hopefully life will be slowing down a little bit because also shocking news.
What up?
We're listing our house for sale. We're moving a little bit closer to Buford, which is Woo-hoo! Great for me.
Yay. And for me, you need to get a pool. That's all that I ask.
Every house I've been looking at, I've tried to at least in some capacity find a pool.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
That part's for me.
And me, and Eliza.
Well, yeah.
All my children.
My only requirement for your house is that you have a pool.
So if it doesn't have a pool, I want a neighborhood that has a pool.
Yeah.
So one way or the other, there's going to be a pool involved.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. I really want it in my backyard. I really just want a sanctuary in my backyard. I don't even care what the house looks like. I want a really sweet outside space because I just love being outside so much. And right now our outside situation is kind of weird because our dogs have taken over our patio on the back. So like, it's just disgusting.
The patio in the front is just always taken over by people doing the lawn. I feel like, there's always someone doing the lawn there.
This is my grudge with lawn care. Can we not agree that we all do lawn care on the same day? Cause it's Sunday through Saturday.
Mm.
Every day there's like every single yard, somebody has their lawn care people over.
Yeah.
But there's never a free day where you like get to walk outside and it's not like,
it's just quiet.
And then there's like dust and grass flying everywhere. And I'm like, I just wanted to meditate in the grass today. And there's never a good time. Like I'll think at dusk, you know, it's like slowing down. Nope. People out there like with a new contraption I've never even seen. It's like, it's a riding mower, but it's also a weed eater. So it has like three different motors on it and they're doing all the things.
It's intense.
And it also simultaneously blows out stuff right to my direction. So I'm like, it's blowing right in my mouth and my face. I have dirt and rocks in my mouth. And I'm like, you know what? Just be in the moment, Tiffany. Just be with the moment. This is what you were meant to be doing. Right
now. You're meant to be breathing in all of this dust and grass and pollen and all this stuff. You'll be better for it.
It's natural immunology right there.
Yeah, for sure. The news I have, I feel like you'll be really excited for me for this. I kind of teased it to you yesterday when we were on the phone. But so if you have been listening or if maybe you've been like caught up on our first few episodes that we did here, Tiffany used to do these little like taking the tip with Tiffany, which I really loved and I wish that we would bring back. But I did. So one of the things that you said, I was really like felt weird about it at first. But basically since we recorded that podcast, I've been like thinking of, it's always kind of been in the back of my mind. I feel like it keeps popping up. And then eventually I just decided
to do it. Did you shave your face?
I did.
Oh my God. I thought you would be the one person who would literally never do that. Because it just seems like such a scary thing for you. Like you're putting a razor blade on your face and you were like scared of anything sharp.
I mean, okay. So I did not buy the ones that are like the cheaper ones that just come in like a little pack of three or whatever. Those ones I keep seeing. I think like my friend Katie's those. Yeah. I think that's what you were talking about too. But I didn't get one of those cause I'm a little afraid. Honestly, I am afraid of like cutting myself here. But I got basically two things to help me with this. They're like electric. So, okay. You ever heard that? Like we're doing like product placement here, but have you heard of the brand Flawless?
Yeah.
So they have all those like tools. They kept popping up. I'm sure now that I'm talking and my phone's right here, I'll probably get even more ads now, but they kept just popping up everywhere. Like even like celebrities I follow, they started like talking about it and I was like, okay, let me see this thing. Cause it seems a little less scary. And the way they advertise it made it seem like it'd be like harder to cut yourself. Like, so I don't know. I was like, okay, maybe this
those are pretty foolproof. Option.
Yeah. So I got the Dermaplane one, but then I also got the one that it's just like it's like a little circle. It looks like a little tube of lipstick almost actually, but it's just like you can kind of like put it in circles on your face and it's like electric and it doesn't hurt at all. Literally I could like rub it up and down my hands and like it was totally fine. I tried it on, okay, I did try it on the back of my hands first because I was really scared. And so, but literally the back of my hands, cause they have like, I have like peach fuzz in the back of my hands too. And literally when I did it, I was like, I couldn't stop looking at the back of my hands. I was like, I've never had smoother hands in my life. So I was like, I couldn't wait to do it to my face when I got home the next time. And so, and like, you know, showered and, you know, did my whole like wash my face routine, all that. And yeah, I did it. And it, I will say my makeup does go on a lot better. I think that's like, and my face like just feels so much softer and smoother. I do feel like I get like oily more, like more oily faster. And maybe that has something to do with, I don't really have like peach fuzz on my face anymore.
To
like,
catch the, yeah.
But other than that.
But imagine how much dirt and oil and trash you're, is like you're right. keeping in your hair. Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of like, I think cleanliness and hygiene when you get rid of all that junk.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
And you don't have that scary gorilla, baby gorilla when you walk out into the sun with your makeup on because your makeup was like sitting in your hairs.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a difference.
And I feel like the last couple of weeks before I did, because I just did this like last weekend. Mm-hmm. So now I'm kind of battling with like, okay, how often do I need to do this? Like keep touching my face to see if there's like stubble.
Yeah. You won't even, you'll feel like it will come back, but it won't feel like stubble. It's just going to feel like, mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe it, but
I can feel it a little bit.
That hair doesn't grow back as stubble.
No, Peach, I don't have like a beard now, but
yeah. Vella's hair doesn't grow back black or mm-hmm. sharp or coarse. Like the hair that's already black or coarse on your body. Mm-hmm. If you shave that, people think that your hair will come back and grow thicker, darker, like more coarse, but that's not true. You're feeling the blunt end of a hair growing back into your body. So mm-hmm. Like initially it is going to be like, it's like a little tiny head of a hair sticking out of your leg and it can't sway left or right. So it's sticking straight out of the skin, but Vella's hair is different. It naturally grows back in like thin and, clear basically.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely can't, I can feel it if I touch my face now, like there's a little bit I could feel coming back, but it doesn't really feel weird. It's like soft. You can't see it in any way. So I'll probably have to shave my face again soon.
I am utterly shocked.
I wanted to call you so many times because it was when you were in the Galapagos Islands and I was like, oh my God, the whole time I was doing, I was like, Tiffany's going to freak out.
I can't believe it. I just am. I don't even know you anymore.
You have really made me make some life choices in the time that I've known you. Like I used to never really get my nails done. Like maybe I get my toes done every once in a while, but like, cause I like getting my feet rubbed, but like I never got my nails done ever. And now I have to get them done all the time.
You're welcome.
I mean, it looks great. And my nails.
Okay. But I have to say like that, if you're going to say like that's the only way I've impacted you.
No,
honestly disturbed because,
I tried extensions because of you.
Still not. That's not what I'm looking for. I want to hear the Mac Daddy thing that fills me up more than anything.
What do you mean? There's lots of things that you've changed me with, and there's lots of things I've changed you with, and then you just surpassed me on it. So
not true.
Yes, and then I'm learning from you on the stuff that I've been doing for years. But. Yeah, because no. Tiffany goes harder. If you like something, you're full throttle into it until your manifestor ways come through and you're on to the next one, which I respect because you feel like that means your little Virgo brain wants to learn everything.
Yep,
you learn everything and then you move to the next thing.
No, I want some credit
for what?
The personal growth that you've had in the last year.
Oh, I get no credit for that.
You get all the credit, but I will say it has been a little expedited because I mm-hmm. will not let it go. I will not let you not be surrounded by it.
It's true.
Every time we talk, I'm like, well, you could do this. I'm an eternal optimist. I'm like, well, it could be this, or you could look at it this way. And you're like, shut the fuck up. But then I've slowly worn you down. Now, when I hear you talk about things and when I hear you describe your relationship with like watching TV or shows, when you hear people complain about things, you're like, I just can't take it. I don't want to hear about it. And I'm like, oh my God, I have worn this bitch down. She just wants to hear about positive things.
I will say, I think my tolerance this past year and a half, especially has for like, but I think I've always at some level been like this about hearing other people complain about things because like, if we're complaining about the same thing, you know, it's one thing. Like, mm-hmm. misery loves company kind of stuff. Like, it's kind of gets like funny. You kind of get it out of your system and you're just like, mm-hmm. it's not like, I don't feel like it's super negative when you do it like that. Cause then it just becomes like, oh, we're both in the same boat here.
But then if you're like narcissistic about it, like, okay, I don't care how you're feeling, but listen to my problem.
Right.
And it's like, okay.
Yeah. But
okay. Let's just not then.
But on a certain level, like sometimes people complaining to me about stuff, I'm just like, I'll give you a couple, you can do a couple, but after that, just like fucking stop.
Let's move on. Yeah.
Like, let's move on. I know your stance. Like, let's just move on from it now.
Can we talk about pretty flowers? Like something, I don't know.
Yeah, or anything. I started making my, so I started doing this in October when I went to my cousin's, baby or not baby shower, wedding shower, engage, whatever those are called, whatever, you know, whatever. Bridal shower, we got there. So I went to her bridal shower and it was, you know, just a bunch of women. And, a lot of them were older and older than me, I'm 29, but like, so just, I feel like women in general, like it's so hard for us to take a picture and look at it and be like, it's either just say nothing or be like, oh my God, I look amazing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like you don't really do that. Like women, even if I count myself even doing this when I thought I even looked good. It was like almost that part in Mean Girls where they're all like complaining about something on their body and mm-hmm. Karen has nothing. She didn't say anything. And they all look at her like she's insane for not saying anything bad about herself. And she's like, well, I had bad breath in the morning.
And they're like, ew.
But it's kind of like that. It really feels like that when women are together, no matter how old they are. But like, I do think it's something that we learn from our parents or watching people who are older than us take pictures. And like, I feel like my whole life I saw women taking pictures and then being like, ew, gross, I look so gross, like cut my arms out, or you know, like something, whatever it is,
for sure.
And like, yeah, obviously no one's gonna take a great picture all the time, but like I feel like I found myself like hating, just like automatically finding something wrong with every single picture that I ever mm-hmm. took. And I was like, I really don't look that bad in these pictures, you right. know. And it was hard for me to even like say that, to get to that point. And right. but then once I kind of was trying to actively do it, like I, you know, it's kind of like you can only, you kind of like have to lie to yourself before you really believe it. And so just trying to see a picture of myself and then not either saying nothing or being like, ooh, cute, or just saying nothing or something positive. And so I was really trying to do that. Then I went to this bridal shower with a bunch of older women, all older women, you know, like everyone's self-conscious about their bodies, but I feel like women, especially like we're all told like the older you are, the less valuable you are, like physically. Mm-hmm. And it's just, this because that's what society says, which is not true for at sure. all. There's some, I mean, hello, right. J-Lo, Jennifer Aniston, are we kidding here with ourselves? Like Beyonce, mm-hmm. they all got like hotter, but yeah. not everyone has trainers and stuff like that. But, but yeah, I was finding these women were doing this and they all were making me take pictures for whatever reason. I guess I'm just good at taking pictures.
You are.
But so they would see it, they'd want to look at themselves and they'd be like, ew, gross. And every single one of them, I was like, if you, for every complaint that you say about yourself, every bad thing you say about yourself, you have to say three nice things.
Oh my God.
They did it. They were like, well, I have a nice personality. I was like, no, we're not talking about personality. We're talking about physical only. You have to say three nice things about your physical body. We all know you're a nice person. You have a great personality, but you weren't complaining about that. You weren't talking negative about your personality. You're talking negative about your body. So that's what we're going to talk positive about. And they all literally just like shut down. But so since then I've been doing that to people in general, like if I'm taking pictures of them or with them and they're like complimenting or, you know, just talking bad about themselves, mm-hmm. like, and it's sad kind of, cause even girls, like women our age, like I have one friend who literally almost started crying. Like she could not say anything. I was like, what? You can't, not even like, I like my hair, you know, like mm-hmm. nothing, you're freaking gorgeous. Like it just makes me so sad.
It is really sad. Ugh. But I think it's awesome that you've like taken that stance on making sure that you hold people accountable around you.
Well, it's easy.
When taking the same way about it.
Well, because that's like hard for me to make myself accountable, because every time I hear someone else doing it, it makes me want to be like automatically like, oh yeah.
You know. Oh, self-deprecation is contagious. Like,
yeah,
so contagious. And you almost right. feel bad if you don't jump on like, oh, I'm like so arrogant or
everyone thinks cocky. I'm better. Yeah. I'm not better than anybody else. I still look at pictures of myself and I'm like, ew. But
yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that's like a part of my personal growth, I guess is my point there. But like that I think is what
I know how much I love that.
Yeah. But like I've noticed so much. I'm just like, I'm trying not to hate myself, you know? It's like Easier said than done.
It is when you've been socially trained to believe that everything you do is wrong, or you're incapable, or you're like not skinny mm-hmm. enough, not big enough, not whatever enough.
Right.
You just think that that's the norm.
Yeah.
But I don't ever, I'm the same way. I won't accept it. I used to be bad. Like back in the day, I would be complaining about, oh my God, I'm too fat. Oh my gosh, this and this and this. Mm-hmm. But then when I really started my journey of like self-love, now I will not accept anybody around me saying any bad things about themselves. Like to the point where it's almost annoying. Like you already know, if anybody says anything about themselves around me, what do I say?
Don't talk about my friend like that.
Don't talk about my friend like that. Don't talk about my friend like that.
Did you get that from me, or did I get that from you?
You got that from me.
Okay, yeah. I sometimes can't remember.
Yeah, because it's so true though. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't let anybody else talk about you behind your back. Mm-hmm. Why would I let you talk about you? No, you're my friend. No, I'm not letting it happen. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to be involved. Right. I will not accept that as okay. So I have really found that now all of my friends around me, they like will not talk badly about themselves because they don't want to have to deal with me being annoying. So I'm like, I think that's a positive. Or maybe they're just all super annoyed with my positivity. I don't know.
Well, it's one thing if you're like taking a picture and both like, I mean, we've taken pictures and stuff together, obviously. And we're like, I feel like we're not just sitting there like, ew, gross. This is so terrible. Blah, blah, blah. We're just like, okay, let's try it again.
Ours is more strategy. Like, did that picture look good cohesively?
Yeah.
No, we need to do it again.
Right.
It's not like a shit fest. We're
but
not
we
like,
don't like talk gross. Shit about ourselves. We're just like, okay, let's do it again. Like, it's not, we don't need to like sit there.
Like, it's implied. We know what's happening, yeah. But we don't want to say we're not like, you know, shitting on ourselves. We're like, let's try again.
Right. Right.
I'm gonna position my arms a different way.
Yep. But anyways, I know you have some Zillow drama that you want to talk to us about, which I love. I am obsessed with Zillow, and I'm not even trying to buy a house. And I'm obsessed with Zillow. So
okay. I think everybody at some point, if you're around my age, you have gone through feeling like pictures lie, or you're duped, or you're not getting what you bought into. And I think because I have been a serial monogamist for the last 20 years, I haven't ever had a dating app. I've never known what it's like to like look at a picture and then meet someone or meet something mm-hmm. and it'd be completely different and then be so frustrated by that. I feel like I've heard people talk about being on dating apps.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of laughed at this because I'm like, it's not that big of a deal, really. Like, okay. But then that's so naive of me because now when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, okay, people have a lot of energy invested, time and energy invested into this person or thing. Mm-hmm. That they've thought was something that they could buy into. So like either, you know, they look a certain way, they look like they're 20, but they're actually 40, which is just not in your age range. Like that's mm-hmm. something that you can physically be discretionary about. I think not on a shallow level.
Right.
Height. I think that if that's important to you, dudes and girls, like, you know, girls are out here like, I'm 5'11". She shows up and she's like 6'1" and like, that's okay. Just don't lie about it. Or the same thing with dudes. Like dudes are like, I'm 6'4" and he shows up and he's, you know, 5'2" and he like, it is.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's
big
fair
enough in your pocket.
I feel like on a dating app, at least it's fair that if you're saying you're this and you're not, when you meet in person, it's fair game for you to be like upset about it without being considered shallow, you know?
Agreed. Because I think that the reason why you're investing more energy into that is because you're physically into that thing, which is a really important part of a relationship. Like being physically attracted to the other person is important. There's nothing wrong with that. Like I know that that is, sounds really shallow, but that's part of it. Like just being physically attracted. So I realized there is a parallel with houses. It's the same thing. I have never been so frustrated by something. And this is the first time in my life I'm like, I'm jaded. I am truly jaded. I am being catfished
by houses.
I don't I'm having a hard time seeing the positive in anything I look at now because I'm like, this is all a lie. Everybody's lying. Everything is a lie. Illusion is everywhere. Nothing is what it seems. I think for the first time in my life, I'm like, I'm turning into a little bit of a pessimist because I can't trust anything. And I'm like, is this why the world is the way it is because of dating apps? Jaded everybody? Like, is this how it all started? Because I'm feeling like I understand. I understand more now. Yeah. But I feel like even filters, like changing, you know, like making yourself look a little tan or whatever, that's different than actually like adding or taking away new things or completely changing the color of something.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have brown hair and you make your hair blonde in your picture and then you show up, like, okay, not the end of the world because like right. somebody like me, I have different hair every day, but at least like, okay, you can see that. You see that I've had pink hair, I've had blonde hair, I've had black hair, I've had blonde hair. Right. Like, okay. Everything.
Give them a little bit of everything. Yeah.
But if you're saying like, this is me today and this is what I'm going to look like tomorrow, mm-hmm. it's a lie. It's a straight up lie. And I can't trust anything anymore.
You would have been great on dating apps for sure. But I do get how that is because also you never even had to do it with apartments really because you always lived at places that you worked at because you did leasing. So yeah. you knew what they were like. What they look like really before. Like,
I've never been in the situation where like yeah. I have invested you. I think it's the same thing. Now I'm really seeing the parallel with dating apps. Like mm-hmm. you see somebody's picture, you're invested, you're putting energy into it. You buy into it. You're like falling in like, or love with yep. that character
that you built in your head based off yeah, what they showed.
And I get that that's not the way it should be because obviously it's not working. It's failing for me.
And for me on a dating app. It's failing for you on the Zillow app. It's failing for me on the dating app. So I get it.
Literally hundreds of Zillow posts. Like it's all I do all the time. I'm mm-hmm. going through everything nonstop, looking at these things. So we've looked at four houses in the last 2 days. Wait, four, five, six. I don't know. It's blurring together.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Let me tell you, nothing looks the same as it does in pictures. I don't know what they're doing, how these photographers are getting these houses to look the way they do.
Lighting.
But they're not, it's not just lighting. They're reshaping, changing colors. Like literally in this picture, they're photoshopping, changing the angles, elongating rooms. They're face-tuning their fucking houses. And I have a fix for all of it. So mm-hmm. I think I'm going to come out with like a house hunting / dating app that's going to fix everything. but yeah, like you'll walk into the room and in the picture, it's white and you walk in and it's like mustard brown. Mm-hmm. Not okay. That is not okay. Mm-hmm. People, how did you make that wall white? You had to go through, pick the color mustard, and then change that one mustard to white in every part of that room.
Yeah, but can you not get, like, you can paint walls, so can you not, like, see past that? Are you, like, very much, like, you need to see it, like, and already be able to visualize? Are you, like, imagining what it could be like if you read to the cabinets,
I just don't know,
or read to the floors, or read to the
what's
painting?
The point of the lie? If we could, what's the point of the lie?
Because maybe okay, not everyone likes the mustard. That's like a little more like people might automatically like you be like, oh, mustard. But in the picture, they just change it to white.
Okay, but if I see it's mustard, anyway. I already know in my head, okay, I could paint that wall white and this is a great room. The point is you lied to me. You lied to my face. You tried to do me. I showed up and it was something different. You could say the same thing about any woman or man
yeah.
with plastic surgery. Like, okay, she made her nose smaller. Her nose isn't actually smaller, but she could make it smaller. So like, it's fine, right? No, just don't lie. Just don't lie to me.
They're definitely face tuning these houses.
They're making the houses look bigger, longer, stronger, mm-hmm. wider, cleaner.
Mm.
Like they literally Photoshop grass onto a muddy hill.
Really?
Like how are you going to tell me there's grass there when I walk up and I saw that, you know, a dog has been, you left your dog out for 8 hours a day because it's walking in circles. I can literally see where it's walking in circles.
Ugh.
First off, you're a crappy person because that's bad karma for just not loving your dog. And two, you lied to me. You lied right to my face.
Double bad karma.
That there was grass and there's not. It's fucked up.
That's fucked up. I agree with that. But tell me, would you, if they did put the muddy hill in there and took what the actual, what it looked like and took a picture of it, would you still be like, oh, we could put grass in? Or would you be like,
yes,
if that hill is gross, like I'm not, no, if I, house.
There's already been houses that if they have things that I know are fixable and they aren't like a crazy amount of money, I know in my mind going in, this is what I can expect. But I don't want to walk into a house that I think is ready to move in.
Yeah.
And then you show up and like, actually, shit is just falling apart.
Well, also,
let me just tell you, the four houses I've looked at, six houses, mm-hmm. are falling the fuck apart.
Oh, no. Wait, are these some that you've shown me? Because they're like nice looking houses. I mean, I would never have thought.
I don't know which ones I've showed you.
I mean, there's like big houses in Alpharetta. So.
Oh, some of those houses I've shown you are lies. All lies. It will show like the outside, you know, like if you're on the deck or the patio, you mm-hmm. know, if you have those like cement looking stones where like your whole outside walkway is made of like the stairs are made of that like cement stone.
Yeah.
I don't know how they've managed to do this, but they make it look like one, it's like perfectly clean. All the tiles are the same color. There's no cracks. It's perfect. You mm-hmm. show up, those motherfuckers are like cracked in half. They're like falling off. They haven't been pressure washed in the last 7 years. Like you don't even know if you could actually wash that shit out because even Google couldn't get that stuff gone.
Even Google couldn't get that stuff gone.
Why lie about that?
Commercial.
Even Google couldn't get that stuff gone. Okay. Why lie about that? Cause like, I'm going to see that. And that's then fair. My expectations are, I came to a house that I thought was going to look good, that didn't have cracks all up in it, and then it did.
Well, and two, that's like more, it's going to cost more for that house. It's not like if you're seeing pictures of a house that you think is ready, you're like, oh, there's not really much we'd have to do with this at all. So like the price can be like kind of what the price is. But then if you go into a house where it's like, you think it's that, and then you realize you're going to have to like basically strip out the whole house, everything in there and like,
yeah, gut it, flip it, switch it. Throw right. it out, like knock it down and build
put
it back
the thing
over
down,
again.
Flip it and reverse it. Like it's, you know, it's like more expenses too. It like makes it, I could jack the price up hundreds of thousands of dollars maybe. So yeah, I guess I get that.
But even if it was one tiny thing, mm-hmm. my thing is like, why lie? Why lie?
Are the owners there when you're looking at these houses sometimes?
No, they're not there, but, there was one situation where she was there like before we walked in and I feel bad for even saying this. Like I walked in with the greatest expectation and this was just like the weirdest, wonkiest. Oh my God. I don't even want to tell you where this is because if she ever heard this description, like I would never want them to know like what I actually thought, but it was like, it was bad. It was a Looney Tune house. It was literally the pictures were amazing. And then you walked in and she can't even help that she is living in her own crazy world, but it was bananas. There were like fucking creeks and rivers inside of her house and they were not shown there. Like she had made homemade ponds and don't get me wrong. Like I think a cool koi pond inside of your house. Cool. Nice touch. But if that's going to be the case that you made a homemade fucking river with like your pebbles that you found from the Chattahoochee, put that in the picture.
Well, I'm really sorry that you're being duped left and right here. I will say maybe it is kind of your turn for this because you haven't had to deal with the dating app situations. So on one level, I do feel bad for you, but I also don't. Welcome to the real world, Tiffany.
So then my fix to all this. Dating apps, Zillow, I think that you should be able, it's an open community. When you go on a date, like there should be a panel for reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So people know,
yeah,
this is what you're getting into. Like, okay, there's going to be the occasional bad review. And we all know like on a good business that has 100 right. great reviews, there's still going to be 5 bad reviews. They're like,
sure.
Oh, the service was crappy this day. Blah, blah, blah. I had a bad experience. That's normal. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
One or two bad reviews. So like, there's nothing wrong with the sense of openness about this. I think mm-hmm. that this is how it should be.
This is it.
I think that there should be open communication across the board on these houses.
Apartments have that though. Apps. Because if you look at apartments, like their pictures that they have on their website, they're professionally mm-hmm. done pictures. But then you can also, when you're Googling these apartments, a lot of times you can find pictures of people's apartments, like that actually live there. Mm-hmm. And then you can actually see what they really look like. Right. And like with Yelp, with restaurants and stuff, they do that with businesses and restaurants. Like, yeah, okay, that, you know, that sandwich probably looks really good in the professional done picture when you're like making it look all fluffy and thick sandwich. And then when you get to real life and you're like, this sandwich is a dud. This has nothing in it. This looks nothing like I thought it was going to look like. And it's all droopy and stuff. And I mean, it's kind of like that with Yelp. I think we do need that for houses too. I agree.
Houses and dating apps. For sure. We have it everywhere else. Why not have it here?
Well, I feel like for that, for your dating app, I see it as like your Instagram kind of. Mm-hmm. So like when you add someone on Instagram, you can see like their tagged photos, you know,
mm-hmm.
I think the tagged photos.
So yeah, when you,
yeah, if you had anyone on Instagram, you can go see the pictures that they're tagged in and not the pictures that they chose to post, the ones that people tagged them in. So it's not pictures that they chose really to represent themselves.
You mean from dating apps, you can see someone's Instagram?
Sometimes, yeah. But I mean, you can just find their Instagram. It's not that hard. You just type in their name, you know? And a lot of times they have their Instagram
private, but then you can't actually do any digging.
Well,
and
yeah.
And you can't see what other people are actually like seeing or saying. That's the difference about Instagram. It's community. Like there are comments, there are people saying things, like you get to have, and I get that, like maybe that would skew your opinion, but mm-hmm. I think that in a case like dating apps where everyone's lying about everything, it'd be nice to hear, have a user panel, like,
yeah,
okay, this is what's happening.
Went on a date with them, not for me, but 5 stars. I like it. I think we're onto something here for real.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's gonna be cross user friendly. Buying houses and dating.
Okay, I'm into it. Let's get it going.
Cool.
DM us if you know how to start an app.
somebody's selling this idea right now.
I know. We're copywriting it. This is copyrighted information. Sorry.
It's called Zillow Lies.
We can call it lies with a Z.
Oh, like you lie in your bed and you also lie with your partner.
And you lie on these apps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like you're getting laid. Laid lies. Lies laid.
Yeah. There's something there. Anyway, we've copyrighted all that. So don't even bother trying
to think about it. We are ferocious.
I will say though, I mean, other stuff that's going on in my life, really nothing that crazy has happened. I'm, you know, fully vaccinated for a while now. So I went to Mexico. That was really fun.
Dude, you went on a vacation.
Yeah, I was like
to California with the new bachelorette. Why is that not a big deal?
Getting to that. I went to California because she's now, if you guys like the bachelorette, she just, her first episode just aired on Monday, this past Monday. So, and it was so good. So I met her back in like December kind of because of TikTok. And then I found her Instagram because I was like, who is this girl? She's hilarious. And then one of her first pictures, she had posted it, like saying they had just announced like the first trailer, I think, for The Bachelor season when she was on Matt season. And I was like, oh my God, she's going to be on The Bachelor. That's so cool. And then I just started talking to her and she had seen Love is Blind. So she was like asking me like, how did you feel right before it came out? Like, I was like, I pretty much wanted to vomit and like shit my pants. It's fine. And she's like, yeah, okay. That's pretty much how I feel now too. And so it was cool. I just got to know her a little bit through that. And then just throughout the season, just like messaging her, like we've just randomly talked. And then because of Clubhouse, I've met a bunch of other people from the Bachelor world. And we've started like a little group chat with a few of us. There's like 6 of us in the group chat. And most of them are Bachelor people or like Bachelor adjacent, kind of like people who like mm-hmm. commentate on the Bachelor stuff. We've had like a little group chat going. It's been really fun. So we have had that for a few months and then wanted to, when Katie got back from filming her season, she was like, I want to have a friend tour and got this house in La Jolla. I mean, I'd never really been to California like that. I went like not to like explore really.
Mm-hmm.
And went for a wedding, like really in and out for a wedding, like in 2015, but that's the last time I was there. So I really feel like I got to like kind of explore a little bit. I went to LA.
I love that area.
Yeah. Well, I went to LA, well, Long Beach, Huntington Beach area mm-hmm. first. And then we went to San Diego, where all these people are. And it was very fun, I will say. But I mean, nothing like, again, nothing is like insane has happened on any of these trips, really. It's just been really fun trips and like just trying to get back into the swing of living my life now that I'm
fully
vaccinated.
Wait, so is she on The Bachelor or she was The Bachelorette?
She was on The Bachelor and now she's The Bachelorette.
Oh, okay.
She's The Bachelorette so this season.
What Bachelor did she, what season was she on? I don't know anything about this.
The one that just ended. So it was Matt James.
Matt James.
The first black Bachelor. Oh, it's really hot.
That was a sizzle.
Oh, that you're gonna pee on Matt. yeah, he's very, really, very hot.
So did she make it like towards the end of it?
No,
she's the new Bachelor.
No, I mean people just really liked her. There's actually gonna be another Bachelorette. So they're doing Bachelorette now, and then they're filming Bachelor in Paradise right now. That's coming out this summer at some point, at the end of the summer probably. And then this summer they're filming another Bachelorette, and it's gonna come out in the fall. So we're getting two Bachelorettes this season or this year. Normally we just get one and then one to The Bachelor.
Interesting. I wonder what social ploy caused that.
I think people really want, so the other Bachelorette is Michelle, and she did make it really far in Matt's season. I think she was like top two or three or something like that. And everyone loved her.
Who did he end up, did he pick, is he married now?
No, he's not married, but they weren't together. They got back together now, oh my gosh. Guess. It's like, well, because she's white, he's black, and it was this whole thing. Like there had been pictures that had resurfaced of her from like 2018 when she was in college, where she was at this like one of those, I don't know what they're actually called, like antebellum parties, you know, where they're like all dressed up and like that kind of style, which is, you know, slavery, like that whole era, like that whole era of the South's history, especially like that, that's what that was. They were on plantations and who was being enslaved on these plantations, black people. Right. So it was kind of like blew up. And then Chris Harrison was like basically defending it to Rachel Lindsay, who's the other like only like black bachelorette we've had thus far. And is like very vocal about these kinds of things. And he was, I don't know, it was like a whole thing. he really kind of made it even worse than it already was by defending her or trying to defend her. And now Chris Harrison's not the host anymore at all. Did you know that?
Okay, I think I kind of knew that, but I didn't know why. But now I feel like you've caught me up on a lot of really good.
That's like a real like TLDR here, do you know what TLDR means? Too long, didn't read. So it's like when people say TLDR, it's like a one sentence like sum up of what they just said in the paragraph before. Anyway, I could really go on about this for way too long, but I'm really excited. It looks like it's gonna be a good season. The guys are like really cute. They seem really fun. It's probably one of my favorite night ones that I've seen.
Okay, this is important. I know this is what people say are important. You have a prediction on who's gonna win?
I do. And I mean, Katie obviously won't tell any of us anything, but I feel like, which just will mean nothing to you, but I feel like it's maybe going to be Greg, and I can't tell if that's like, cause I would probably pick Greg. I really hope that he doesn't like do anything stupid, but he did get the first impression rose. So
oh, that's like a big deal, right?
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
What's this? Katie Thurston. Is that her name?
Yeah.
I want to look at her cast and I'm going to make a prediction just based off
pictures alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And these people may have not even gotten a rose, but I'm going to give you who I think.
I don't remember.
Cody Mink, who's 27. Did he get a rose? I feel like he would go far.
He did get a rose, but I don't know. He's not really that cute to me. And
it's not to you. I'm going off what I think she would like.
Oh no. Yeah. But, I can't believe that you like Cody.
Thomas Jacobs.
Hot.
I feel like he would be her type. Did he get a rose?
He did.
Okay. So he's Thomas, hot. The first guy, what was the first guy I said? Thomas, Cody.
Cody.
Where's the other guy? Kyle Howard. Did he get a rose?
Yes, he did. We haven't really seen much of him yet.
I'm just going based off of what I think her vibe would be.
Yeah. Okay?
So that's
Kyle. I really like Kyle. He's very cute.
I'm going to say Joshua Tyler Best. Did he get a rose?
Yeah, he got a rose.
Okay.
But again, haven't really heard much of him yet.
I'm going to go with the guy that I know that you just said got the first impression rose. He looks like a friendly little lad. Yeah, I also think David Scott looks like a cool kid. Okay, so those are my predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Heard it here first.
So wait, you said Cody, Thomas.
I don't remember.
Greg. And who else did you say? That's all I remember. But yeah, so that's your prediction. So we'll come back to this, see if you got it or not.
Okay, so I need to have like 500 disclaimers before we even talk about this. One, I don't normally talk about confrontation in my relationship. And I think that that's like not, I think I'm super hyper weird. I think most people have someone they like talk about things that have happened so that they can like get a non-biased opinion. But I don't believe anybody can ever actually be biased. I mean, non-biased. So I don't ever talk to anybody about anything because I'm just like, you know, somebody's going to like taint how I feel about it.
Right.
But then I always end up feeling like I probably was the one that like messed everything up. So I just feel shame. I'm like, okay, you know, it's like all my fault. I'm like a true mama bear. I'm like, at the end of the day, it's like, I probably fucked it up. I probably just messed it up and I just need to keep my mouth shut and then move on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here is where I'm like, I'm finding, I don't know if this is normal or not. Mm-hmm. Like two people, two friends, two people in a relationship handling disagreements so differently. And I feel like you and I handle disagreements so differently,
but we understand
them a little bit more like Bert does. And I think that maybe that's like most people handle it this way. Whereas like, I think I might be the outlier.
But also I feel like we both know now, we've understood how we both handle things like that. Mm-hmm. And so we're more aware of it. I think we've worked through that where I don't really get like offended if you're not doing something if you're saying something that I don't agree with, you know?
Yeah. So like,
cause I'm like, my God, you're such a freaking Virgo right now.
Or you won't say that all. And you'll remember that how it made you feel. And then like 2 weeks later, you'd be like, okay, well, I think you've been mad at me for like 2 weeks, but you never said anything. So like, this is where I'm weird. And a lot of my issues with other people come in because like, if I'm feeling some type of way in this situation where people, I guess, don't actually believe this, like if something is wrong with me, I will just immediately, I want to say it. I want to get it out of the way. And then I want to be done with it. I want to move on from it. And I'll never bring it up again. Mm-hmm. Like, I will say it. There's no reason to ever like interpret anything different from me than what there is. Because like, if something is my mind, I just want to say it and be done with it.
Right.
And then like, I don't want to hold on to it. I don't want to sweep it under the rug. I don't want to do anything. So today I am kind of nervous because Bert and I have a talk scheduled.
Oh, wow.
For 4 o'clock, I think. So in 4 hours, and he's like, you know, I want to have a talk.
Uh-oh.
At XY time. And this is so, this goes against everything in me because I like, if something bothered me, I've already said it. I've moved on. I don't want to talk. I'm done with it. I don't want to talk about it again. I don't want to bring it back up. I don't want things to be thrown in my face from the past. Like, I want to be done. Mm-hmm. This is like part of me living in the moment though. It's like, I want to live here. I don't want to think about the past because then it's like, it just sucks. It hurts. It's like, ugh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I am genuinely nervous. Like I'm going to the principal's office at 4 o'clock because I know for a fact that when Bert shows up for a talk, like he'll keep like minutes and notes. Like he has notes prepared on what he wants to talk to me about. And I'm like, oh my God, how many things. I'm nervous. I'm literally nervous. I saw him like typing on the notes on a vacation. And then I thought it would be over. Like, I don't know if he was just like, you know, like getting it out of his system, like diary. But then no. Like today he's like, you know, I'd like to have a talk with you. And I was like, no.
Oh my God.
I don't want to. I don't want to do it. I don't want to.
I feel like having a talk scheduled like that, like basically scheduling a fight gives me a lot of anxiety because I feel like on some ways I feel like it could be a good thing because then you can kind of like, you know, you can write notes.
Get in the mindset. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you're like a little more mad when you're writing in your notes. And then when you get it out at least once and see it, you sometimes realize like how petty it is or like how like weird it sounds when you type it out like that. And you're like, oh, I guess.
Or you've stewed over it for 2 weeks and you're like genuinely fucking mad and you're getting madder by the minute because you've lived in the past for 2 weeks. Like that's what I would imagine if I were doing. Like, see, here's the thing. It's like, I don't know if I should join, because I'm not saying it's petty, but I'm like, should I join the party and also show up with notes? But I don't want to think back about things that have bothered me, because then I'm like, I am bothered. Whereas like right now in this moment,
yeah,
I have zero bothering me.
Like, but if something's bothered you once and no one knows and it could happen again and it'll bother you again, you know what I mean? So it's like good to like, I get what you're trying to do. Like don't live in the past or whatever, but like if something's bothering you and it bothered you enough to cause a change in your emotions, even for a little bit, like I think it's worth at least mentioning. So you don't, cause like I definitely, if I don't say something about something I'm upset about, like right when it's happening, that's like when I'm going to be the most calm about it, where I'm like, hey, I don't want to be an asshole, but I didn't like when you did this. Mm-hmm. But if I just like held on to that for weeks and then it happened again, maybe, and then I feel like it's my fault now that I can't be mad at them this time because I didn't say something about the first time. And like, then I just like hold on to it and then it becomes like a thing and then it'll end up like manifesting itself in other ways, like in other parts of my life. And just like, I feel like if you just get it out when it's happening, like this whole scheduling a talk thing,
okay, I agree.
I hate that.
I think that that's where my issue is like, I think maybe, and I don't know what's right. You know, there's no handbook to like how you should handle every single situation, but I know that Bert has told me that there are times where there's like something that goes wrong in the moment. And I'm like, okay, I don't like how that made me feel. I don't like being talked to like that. I'm not okay. Like, nope, not, that's a hard stop for me.
Right.
And then like in that moment, it causes some tension where like it was supposed to be like a nice moment. Mm-hmm. And so he thinks like, okay, it maybe could have been tabled for a different time. Whereas like, I don't want to hold on to that. Like, I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel in that moment. And then I want to be done with it. Cause I don't want to hold on to it. I like want to be done. So I think his school of thought is like, sometimes there are better times to handle disagreements.
Right.
And I'm like, I think this goes back to like, I don't have a poker face. Like I'm going to be mad or upset or it's going to be on my heart unless I get it out of my system. So I do know that there are times where I bring things up that it's not good timing,
but I mean,
but it's like, I want to be done. That's what I think. Like there's never a good time. So like,
if you don't do it now, you're just going to let it fester and you'll be more mad later when it is a quote unquote good time. And that's also becomes a bad time because now you're more upset. Like,
so I think that's what happens a lot of times, like in our relationship is like, he doesn't like that I bring things up in the moment, but then I don't like that. I don't know. I feel like sometimes we'll be talking about something or something will go wrong and then it will trigger him to remember something that happened 4 weeks ago. And he's like, yeah, like that. Like the other day he said something like, yeah, that one time at that dinner party at our friend's house. And I was like, wait, what? I had no clue, but I wasn't even at that point. I was just like, I didn't even ask. Cause I'm like, I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. Cause I thought you had a good time, but then now I'm like, wait, you were actually just like faking it. And
now the whole memory is tainted.
I'm like confused. I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about. Like how am I supposed to remember that situation if it's not brought up until 4 weeks later?
Right.
I don't know. So that's just like one instance. And I'm not saying that that's like, that's what's wrong, but I think that that's where we do have a different school of thought where like, I think at 4 o'clock, there's going to be like a laundry list of things that have been bothersome for the last 2 months and I'm going to not even remember them. And I'm going to be like, wait, has it been like a really shitty 2 months? I'm really confused. I don't actually know.
Like,
and
I then I thought we had a good time.
I feel bamboozled. I don't know. But I do know that Bert doesn't like, you know, causing drama or conflict in the moment.
Right.
Which well, I think you and him both are like, sometimes you like, you don't want to say anything because you don't think it's important.
Yeah.
Or you don't want it to be a big deal. And then you kind of hold on to it. And then like, I think this happened to us like a couple of months ago where I was like, wait, I feel like you're upset with me about something, but I don't actually know what it is. I just get that vibe. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, you know, like, well, you know, I think that this is how you've been acting. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even know. I'm sorry. But I get both sides of it. Cause sometimes it can be nothing once you've sat on it for a minute. So like that might be the more mature, responsible way to handle it because it's like, it's not a big deal.
Right.
But then how do you...
Well, I would never bring up something you did months ago though. Like, you know what I mean? And we don't really have issues, I guess, like not, obviously not like what you and Bert are going to have. They're mm-hmm. completely different because we're friends and y'all are engaged. But I will say when I dated the guy in college for like a little college and a little out of college for like almost 4 years, and the first couple times we broke up like three times, college. but the first time we broke up, he was bringing up all the stuff that had happened. Like we had been dating for like 10 or 11 months at that point. He was bringing stuff up that happened like when we first started dating. And I was like, what? I don't even remember any of this like at all. And you've just been holding on to this for like almost a year now. Like what the
makes
fuck?
You feel weird, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, have you secretly hated me this whole time?
Right.
I feel like there should be a rule, but then again, like I know that my way shouldn't be the cardinal rule. I just feel like, if you don't talk about it, like you should not be allowed to bring it back up.
Right. But also there's sometimes where I don't want to say something because I'm like, okay, maybe I'm just annoyed with it right now, but I won't be later. But then mm-hmm. Most of the time I find that is the case. I don't really think much of it later, but sometimes when it doesn't happen like that, then I'm like, okay, I need to maybe bring it up. Cause you're like,
I will say a lot of times, like when I do actually talk about something in the moment, it's like something that's bothered me in the past.
Yeah.
Where I didn't know if it was a big deal at the time, but then I realized, okay, it's a big deal. So yes, I'm going to express that like in this moment, it is a big deal. But if I'm like really upset about something, I will for sure take 24 hours to like at least cool off.
Yeah.
And then I will say a lot of times, like it doesn't even come back up and it's not a thing. And then I'll realize like, okay, that was silly, whatever. But yeah. I do try to make sure that I get it off my chest because then I just feel heavy. I feel like I'm holding on to stuff and I just like to be light. So yeah. I think I'm just like genuinely nervous at 4 o'clock because I'm not sure. I have no idea what's going to come up.
I'll be sending you good vibes.
I just feel like, okay, it could be a lot of things. I don't know.
That's the thing. Like, I don't need to, like, that is the worst conversation that you can.
I feel like it's going to be a pile-on. And I don't, as a Virgo, I don't really need to be piled on because I'm already like enough. I already beat myself up enough. I'm like, well, I don't.
Also, putting it at 4 o'clock today gives you now, like, I mean, at least starting now, even you have like another 4 hours to sit here and think about all the things that's about to happen. And like, it's probably going to be way worse in your brain than it actually is going to be in real life. But like, I'm like, can you just be like, hey, what time are you available today? Like, let's have like some us time. And then maybe be like, hey,
that could also be bamboozled.
That I guess feels a little like an intervention or something, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, it feels weird to be like, or at least if you're going to schedule this, be like, here are the topics.
I need an outline. I need, yeah. I would like to have a statement prepared. Okay. Like, yeah. I think that's fair. If you're going to come with notes, I need to see the notes beforehand.
Right. For sure. At least get like bullet pointed out like, hey, this is what it is. Does he not just want, is it just cause he doesn't want to fight in front of like the kids or something or?
No, I think it's because like he doesn't want it to be a thing that could overlap into any other thing of his day.
Right.
But then I think as a couple, that doesn't work because like I'm just like clueless when things come up.
Right.
But I get his side of it, why he doesn't bring things up in the moment. But we have asked, like we've agreed, like, okay, let's just if something happens, because I think I've talked about this being very confusing to me, like I didn't know anything was wrong or that you were upset about something or that I made you feel dismissed or like sensitive or whatever. I don't try to interpret situations unless it's said outright because I don't want anybody to assume anything of me because I think like, and I've even said this to you, like I think I have confusing body language and faces like that don't.
For sure.
Like I just want everybody to assume the positive. And if I'm not saying I'm upset, I'm not upset. I just think I'm like lost in thought or I'm thinking about something. I'm not mad. I'm not upset. I'm not angry. I'm not trying to be any type of way. I am just here like living. I'm probably meditating in my mind. I don't know. But I get that for 99% of people, it's hard for people to look at somebody and not interpret their face or body language as like what they know it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you at this point have given me, like, you know, it doesn't mean what you think it means. Like there are different rules for me. And I hate that I have to be this
way. But sometimes if you're going to say you have different rules, like you can't get mad then when people are confused by them and like still want to check, like just make sure. Like sometimes you
don't know.
But
okay. that's fine with me.
Yeah.
I would rather the check-in. I would rather like, hey, mm-hmm. what does this mean? Because I think I do that a lot. Like, mm-hmm. hey, I just am asking for clarification.
Yeah.
But because I think I'm so sensitive to like what, how people interpret me, I just, but at, really at the end of the day, it's like, I just want to be who I am and it not be like taken as a negative.
Yeah.
I just want the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And I think for the most part, most people do, but I do get that it can be confusing.
Well, any weirdness we've had is not because it's a conversation we had in person or like face to face. It's always been something that we've been texting about, and it's harder. Right. It's way harder over text,
right?
To get any kind of tone across, because if you're already kind of in a, like a different mood, you're reading it in whatever tone,
you
do
whatever filter. In. Yeah, like you got a dirty filter, and you're taking on things differently.
Right. So that's why a lot of times when we talk, I'm like, can I just call you or FaceTime or something?
Yeah. I think at the core, everybody, the hardest part of relationship is communication, mm-hmm. getting on the same page. I know that we can't be the only people that.
I mean, even not just in relationships like that, like even just like there's
work,
like
friendships, or everything,
coworkers, family members. Like it's just hard because everyone's different. So.
Like you're going to interpret things like based off of your filter for that day. Like you're going to take, everybody just has a lot. Everybody's got shit going on. Like Kim Kardashian said, like, you're not special. We've all got 6 kids and 14 jobs. You're not special. We all have things.
We've all got things. Okay.
And that definitely affects like how you hear things, take things, even the way you say things.
Right. Especially over text, which is why it's like, let's just not text anymore. I hate texting so much.
We have 3.5 hours to go.
Okay. We just want to keep recording until I'm just kidding.
No, honestly, I already feel much better about, because I never express like discomfort or talking about things.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to be nervous that all of this conversation is going to be interpreted the wrong way. I am not saying that my way or Bert's way is the right way or the wrong way. I have no idea.
You're just honestly, recognizing there's different ways, and that is sometimes hard.
Honestly, the only thing I do know is that no two people have the exact same way. That's all I know.
Yeah.
There isn't.
For sure.
Nobody. And if they are, they're robots.
That's true. They're like mechanically created.
Or they're fully conscious. Like based off the books I've been reading, fully conscious people do react the same way.
Hmm. Interesting. So they're also robots.
Yeah. But, yeah. Basically. Cause you have no reaction. You don't have to explain to people your side of things because mm-hmm. you're just accepting what is. Like you accept that other people have other ways of viewing things, which is really what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be fully conscious, awake.
Try not to throw your self-help assholeness in his face.
Oh, that pisses Bird off more than anything in the world. Like if I, because a lot of times I'll be, you know, 6 chapters in one day into like a spiritual book where it's like all about accepting the moment as it is. And like the reason why we judge things the way we do is because it's really, we're judging ourselves. Like everything is a mirror. Like you're so triggered by that because that is something that's deep seated in you. That has nothing to do with me. That has everything to do with you and your past and your traumas. Mm-hmm. So like when I say things like that, like if I'm like super calm while he's really upset and I'm like, you know, I get that this is a projection of like your
don't say that, Tiffany. You don't need to say that. You can know that in your head. But you don't say that shit.
Okay. That was before I learned that you don't have to tell people everything, you know, like that was the first 6 months of this, at the first 6 chapters I read.
You're learning and you're like, oh, it's happening right now.
I'm like, look, I'm, but then, you know, like psychoanalyzing anybody is going to trigger them even more. Like, okay, don't tell me how I'm feeling or why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. I'm feeling it because it's like, I'm allowed to feel it. And everyone is allowed to feel exactly they want the way they feel in that moment. There is no such thing as like overreacting, being, whatever, like there is no such thing. Like you are allowed to feel the way you feel in those moments. And then that's just, it is what it is because everybody has had a past and you have a reaction because of that past. That just like is what it is. And that's how you get over things is by having people accept those reactions without judgment.
And maybe so knowing yourself a little better to know where those things stem from when you are
100%,
like, which is probably the harder part of anything. Because I mean, 9 times out of 10, like you were saying, what, when you're mad about something, it's that doesn't have necessarily
it's
much
filtered
with they, right, with something else, when someone else is doing.
Yeah. You can have no, yes. Now I think we wrapped everything up. We've gotten our last,
we're pretty
2 months up into one.
Yeah.
So I think we're good.
And also I realized we didn't give anyone permission to enter, but obviously, you know, we did.
Nobody made it to the end. It's because they all were like, I don't have consent. I can't come in here.
Yeah. So good for you if you didn't, but if you did, you dirty dog, you didn't even have consent.
Dirty.
No, you know, we made the podcast as permission to enter. So you always have permission to enter our lives. But with that being said, let's wrap it up. So,
okay.
You now have permission to exit.
I really close. You didn't do it.
We came a long way. That's what the song said. And I could do all things. I could do all things. Yeah, I could do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. That's what the song said. And I could do all things. I could do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. I'm not afraid of the moment. I'm not afraid. I can't hold it. I gotta show up. Gotta get up in the morning. I gotta do it for Kobe. Lately I'm zoning. Lately I know where I'm going. Taking whatever control is. Show me opponents. Show me opponents. I got a gift and I'm starting to own it. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say, and I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the song say. And I can do all things. And I can do all things. And I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. Shout to the city that raised me. Shout to the people that made me. I'm from the 80s. I don't think mumbling wavy. I grew up black on a Jay-Z. Maybe I'm crazy. I ain't been wondering lately. Feel like it's there for the taking. Feel like I'm good with the changes. Know who I am. And that's the most dangerous statement. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things. Yeah, yeah. We came a long way. And that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the song say. And I can do all things, I can do all things, I can do all things, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the song say. And I can do all things, I can do all things, man, I can do all things, yeah, yeah. I check the scoreboard, know what I'm good for. When I check the scoreboard, man, I'm thinking 2-4. Man, that's what I'm good for, yeah, yeah. When I check the scoreboard, I know what I'm good for. When I check the scoreboard, man, I think I'm 2-4, and I know what I'm good for, yeah, yeah. Cause we came a long way, and that's what the song say. And I can do all things, I can do all things. Yeah, I can do all things, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the song say. And I can do all things, I can do all things. I can do all things, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the song say. And I can do all things, I can do all things. I can do all things, yeah, yeah. We came a long way, and that's what the song say. And I can do all things. I can do all things. Man, I can do all things.